Well, a literal horde of illegal immigrants stormed Capitol Hill today. Hundreds of illegal immigrants and their supporters assembled in the Hart Senate office building, very close to right here, chanting slogans in an effort to pressure Congress to disallow the deportation of people here illegally. Now, protesting inside the Hart building is against the law. Many of the protesters were students cutting school. And, of course, an illegal immigrant participating in an illegal protest inside the U.S. is illegal on about 8 different levels. Nevertheless, only 15 arrests were made, and it seems unlikely anybody will be deported over this or ever for any reason, because we don't deport people in America. Howie Carr is a Boston-area radio show host, and he joins us tonight. Howie, I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but for people here illegally to show up and scream at elected American representatives about how they demand this, that, or the other thing, and then no one does anything about it, kind of tells you that the law is toothless, no?
I couldn't agree with you more, Tucker. You know, I thought George Bush told us they were only doing the jobs that Americans won't do.
I remember.
But they all seem to get the day off from work. I was down in Washington last week, and they were having a demonstration across the street from the White House again during business hours on a weekday. And they're always having demonstrations up here in Boston at the State House all the time. Jeb Bush told us they're all valedictorians. As you said, they seem to be cutting a lot of classes. And John McCain and Lindsey Graham are always saying, oh, they're in the shadows. They don't look to me like they're in the shadows. You know,
it's just interesting. I mean, you had 60,000 Americans die last year of drug ODs. All of this started when a pharmaceutical company called Purdue Pharma pumped a bunch of poison into the middle of the country. Nobody, like none of the families of those dead people ever show up in Congress to protest or say anything. Do you know what I mean? I mean, there are a lot of people in America with legitimate grievances. Why are we paying so much attention to people who aren't even allowed to be here in the first place, who aren't citizens? I'm totally confused.
I don't get it either, Tucker. I mean, you know, you're right about these laws not being enforced. There was a song in the 60s, I Fought the Law and the Law Won.
Yes.
But it was done by Bobby Fuller IV. I think Bobby Fuller was an American because the illegal aliens always seemed to win. We had a case here in Massachusetts. The court system basically shopped for an illegal alien that they were going to make into a precedent, a poster boy for defying ICE, defying the federal authorities. So they found this guy. He was a Cambodian. He got cut loose on another technicality. But they said, this young man, this illegal from Cambodia, can't be held for deportation by federal authorities. So they cut him loose. Well, guess what, Tucker? About a month after they cut him loose, this nice young man, illegal alien, career criminal from Cambodia, he's arrested again. He is charged with hitting an old lady in a wheelchair over the head and stealing $2,000 cash from her. And when the cops grabbed him, he said, well, I'm a junkie. I'm detoxing. I needed the money. And this was 6 months after a case you may have heard of before. They had a violent bank robber, an African, and he had done two bank robberies in downtown Boston. His public defender said, "Well, you know, if you throw the book at this guy, he's going to be deported." So they gave him a wrist slap sentence: two bank robberies, 9 months. And you could imagine what an American would have gotten. He does the time. He ends up doing 7 months. He gets out, and he almost immediately slits the throats, murders two anesthesiologists in South Boston. And by the way, Tucker, they happen to be legal immigrants themselves.
I mean, really quickly, I guess what confuses me is I'm not arguing that only immigrants commit crime. Americans commit crime, too. But when immigrants commit crime, the ruling class falls all over itself trying to pretend it didn't happen and makes excuses for it. Why is that? Where does that impulse come from?
I think it's just guilt, Tucker. Yeah. I think this goes back. This is the way it goes all the way back to the Immigration Reform Act of 1965 with Ted Kennedy, and somehow we had to I don't know expunge our guilt. I don't feel any guilt. You know, people are you know, coming over here, and they have more rights as they arrive than American citizens.
I don't understand it. It's such a great country. Why do the people who run it hate it so much and hate the people who live here so much? It's perverse. Howie, thank you, as always, for coming on. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Tucker.
Senate Republicans introduced their own tax plan today to compete with the House proposal. What's in it? Is it good for you? Is it good for the country? All of that with a sitting U.S. Senator next.